But first, the draft is coming up. The draft, the way the draft should be done. I guess I say this with a little bit of arrogance. We're the only station in the country that has ever tackled the draft wall to wall.
The Ticket.
No one else tries it?
Nobody else has ever
Why
tried
not?
It. Because
Nobody
it's,
else is that stupid?
Because it takes about 40 people and weeks of prep, and it takes devoted people everywhere. It takes loads of people to write profiles and record them and produce like you're going to.
Yes.
And spend hours and hours and hours on the air like Corby will and George will and Mike Reiner will and Bob Sturm will and Donnie and Ty and on and on and on from our staff. It's just, it's massive. I mean, in New York, there's five people there for us. We need engineer, we need a couple producers, and we need, oh my heavens, I need this right now person. Oh, there goes Dre Kirkpatrick, go get him.
Tackle him.
So, but we're pretty proud of that. And again, next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday evening, Friday evening, all day Saturday, we'll have every pick of the draft. We'll review it. We'll have analysis. We'll see how it fits with teams. We'll have all sorts of stuff for you. We'll have interviews. Be with us on the Ticket. This is your place to listen to the draft. You can take the draft wherever you want to go. Maybe you want to just say, don't tell me about the draft. I'm recording it. I'm going to come home at midnight and watch it. But listen, you can take the draft any place you want to take it. Take us along with you. Every year, there are about 250-some, 260 players drafted. But there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more players whose names won't be called who are eligible for the draft. NFL personnel departments must compile dossiers on virtually all of them. Oh, they'll be eliminated quickly. Some of them will. But look at the combine. Every year, the combine brings, what, Mike, 300, 330, yeah. 350, and only 250 of those will get taken. And then there'll be 30 or 40 or 50 guys who don't get invited to the combine that'll be taken. It's this massive compilation of information. And files on 500, 600, 700, 800 or more players eligibly taken from this in the draft. Players from Laval in Canada. Mercyhurst, Saskatchewan, that's in Canada too, and places that you think, how'd they even know he was alive? And oh, the names. And oh, the possibilities.
The name game. Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Banna, Bo Burley, Be Fine, Bo Merrily.
There are names to drive a play-by-play man crazy, like Igbinosin. Or Halahuni, or Fangupo, which sounds like an Italian curse. There's an Iguanagu, or an Ihanacho, Safety Duke Ihanacho from San Jose. And if you really wanted to have a truly regal-sounding secondary next year, you could also select Alabama safety Mark Barron, and then roll out starting safeties named Duke and Barron. There's a Gums, a Gun, a Guise, and a Guy. Kentucky strong safety Winston Guy, who honestly looks like just another guy. There's a Crick, a Crump, a Creer, and a Cat House. There's a Boston College guard named Nathan Richman, who, from his resume, doesn't look like he's ever going to be an NFL rich man. If you want a colorful NFL team, choose a black man, a black well, 9 browns, 3 grays, a golden, 5 greens, and 5 whites, but no player in this draft named black. Imagine, we've got an NFL draft with 5 whites and no blacks. We've got a summer and a winters, but their talent levels suggest that in this draft, summers and winters will fall this spring. We've got a player you probably just don't want in your locker room. Smelly. Alabama tight end Brad Smelly. Take a fry and a cook. A pastor, a nun, and a gada. There's a Moma, a Mulaba, a Masifilo, and a Mero who's bad to the bone. There are loads of players with football-sounding names. A linebacker named Sweat. An offensive guard named Edge. When it's your turn, simply elect to take the ball. Nevada running back Mike Ball. Like to win? There's Boise State defensive tackle Billy Wynn. Go wild with Mercyhurst's strong safety Ian Wild. How about taking a defensive tackle named Mash? Or a wide receiver who's quick, Brian Quick from Appalachian State. But perhaps the two best football names available might not be able to live up to their roles and names on the field. How about selecting a rougher and an anger? Your place kicker could be Notre Dame's David Ruffer, and your punter could be Cal's Brian Anger. And on field goals, Anger could hold for Ruffer. Then take Tennessee State long snapper Nick Guess, and when you place kicked, it would consist of Guess to Anger to Ruffer. There's a Poe, a Paul, a Payne, a Polk, a Poe, and a Plute. Are you missing a Johnson? There are 16 of them in this draft. There's a Cousins, a Chew, and a Corp, whose quarterback grades are so low he might be a corpse. There are names that sound dirty. A Folketti, a Folkerts, and a Focalata. If you don't mind being crass, take a Belcher. Indiana wide receiver Demario Belcher, whose low ratings sound like his career might not last longer than a hiccup. There's a Storms, a Stoneham, and a Stupor. Would you really want a Stoneham and a Stupor in your locker room? There's a Te Amo, a Tidlaka, a Tuunkara, and a Tui Pulotu. If there's a uniform large enough to carry the last name of Iowa State defensive tackle Stephen Rumpelhammer, it's going to be found by some equipment manager. There's a wide receiver named Mayo, Cal PA wide receiver Tom Mayo, whose resume is so moderate that it appears it is not difficult to hold that Mayo. And finally, at some point of the draft, some team will simply decide to take a leak. Henderson State outside linebacker Antonio Leak, while some other team may have already chosen to have peed. Cincinnati runner Isaiah Peed, setting up the delicious possibility that in this year's NFL, we might have the much-anticipated collision of Leak and Peed. And no, we're not going to put that other line in this one.
No. Bravo, Norm.
Fun to do.
Yeah.
Fun to do.
Jerry, okay?
He's okay.
Yes, I marked it.
Yes.
Whatever drop you're thinking of, I marked it, okay?
Chair
marked the whole segment.
Chair marked it for tonight's bottom tens.
I actually put it on the top 10 sheet. I said number one is taken care of.